Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Jackson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball four. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Hemus moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Morin reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and has Morin trapped. There's the throw to Hemus, who tags Morin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Roberts moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Philly reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Bausch goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Phillies. Bill Henry now pitching. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bill Henry. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Cal Neiman now catching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.